فَمَا آمَنَ لِمُوسَى إِلَّا ذُرِّيَّةٌ مِّن قَوْمِهِ عَلَى خَوْفٍ مِّن فِرْعَوْنَ وَمَلَئِهِمْ أَن يَفْتِنَهُمْ وَإِنَّ فِرْعَوْنَ لَعَالٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَإِنَّهُ لَمِنَ الْمُسْرِفِينَ
None but a few youths of Moses' people, peace be upon him, accepted him, fearing that Pharaoh and their own chiefs would persecute them. Indeed, Pharaoh was mighty in the land. He was among those who exceed all limits. None but a few youths of Moses' people, peace be upon him, accepted him. The word dhuriya used in this verse literally means offspring. We have, however, rendered this into English as a few youths. We have preferred this translation because the Quran employed this particular expression so as to convey the idea that it was a few youths, male and female, who had the courage of their convictions to embrace and champion the truth in those perilous times, whereas their parents and the more elderly members of the community were unable to do so. The older segment of the population was too deeply concerned with its material interests, too engrossed in worldliness, and too eager to enjoy a secure life to stand up for the truth when that seemed to invite all kinds of peril. Instead, this older generation tried to persuade the young ones to stay away from Moses, peace be upon him, for the simple reason that it would invite the wrath of Pharaoh upon them and upon others. He was among those who exceed all limits. The word musrifin has been used to refer to those who, in order to achieve their objectives, are not deterred from using any means, howsoever evil they may be. Such people do not mind committing injustice or indulging in acts of moral turpitude. They are also wont to go to any extent in pursuing their desires. Once they have something in mind, they simply know no bounds.
وَقَالَ مُوسَى يَا قَوْمِ إِن كُنتُمْ آمَنتُم بِاللَّهِ فَعَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلُوا إِن كُنتُم مُسْلِمِينَ
Moses, peace be upon him, said, My people, if you believe in Allah and are truly Muslims, then place your reliance on Him alone.
فَقَالُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ تَوَكَّلْنَا رَبَّنَا لَا تَجْعَلْنَا فِتْنَةً لِلْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ
They replied, We place our reliance on Allah, our Lord. Do not make us a trial for the oppressors. They replied, This was the reply of the youths who came forward to support Moses, peace be upon him. It is evident from the context that the ones who said, We place our reliance on Allah, were not the wrongdoing folk, mentioned in the present verse, but the youths, mentioned in verse 83.
وَنَجِّنَا بِرَحْمَتِكَ مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ
And deliver us, through your mercy, from the unbelievers.
وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَى مُوسَى وَأَخِيهِ أَن تَبَوَّآ لِقَوْمِكُمَا بِمِصْرَ بُيُوتًا وَاجْعَلُوا بُيُوتَكُمْ قِبْلَةً وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَبَشِّرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ
And we directed Moses, peace be upon him, and his brother, prepare a few houses for your people in Egypt, and make your houses a direction for them to pray, and establish prayer, and give glad tidings to the people of faith. And make your houses a direction for them to pray, and establish prayer.
Perhaps because of the oppression prevailing in Egypt, and because the faith of the Israelites had become quite weak, congregational prayer had become defunct among both the Israeli and Egyptian Muslims. The abandonment of congregational prayer was a major cause of the disintegration of their collective entity and the virtual extinction of their religious life. That is why Moses, peace be upon him, was directed to re-establish congregational prayer and to construct or acquire a few houses in Egypt specifically for that purpose. The directive, to make your houses a direction for people to pray, suggests, in my opinion, that these prayer houses should become pivotal points for the entire people. that the directive to establish prayer immediately follows this statement means that rather than offer prayers at different places, they should congregate in the houses set aside for prayers and perform it collectively.
وَقَالَ مُوسَى رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ آتَيْتَ فِرْعَوْنَ وَمَلَأَهُ زِينَةً وَأَمْوَالًا فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا رَبَّنَا لِيُضِلُّوا عَنْ سبيلك ربنا طمس على أموالهم واشدد على قلوبهم فلا يؤمنوا حتى يروا العذاب الأليم.
Moses prayed, peace be upon him. Our Lord, you bestowed upon Pharaoh and his nobles splendor and riches in the world. Our Lord, have you done this that they may lead people astray from your path? Our Lord, obliterate their riches and harden their hearts that they may not believe until they observe the painful chastisement. This prayer was made by the prophet Moses, peace be upon him, during his very last days in Egypt. Moses resorted to this prayer when, although Pharaoh and his nobles had witnessed a series of signs betokening the truth, and even though Moses, peace be upon him, had made the truth all too patently clear to them, they still obdurately persisted in their hostility. Moses' prayer, peace be upon him, that God may obliterate their riches and harden their hearts, is a prayer that prophets are wont to make at a time when they are faced with opposition like that mentioned above. The prayer is substantially in accord with God's own judgment against those who obdurately oppose the truth, that they may never be enabled to have faith. Allah responded, "The prayer of the two of you is accepted, so keep steadfast and do not follow the path of the ignorant."
وَجَاوَزْنَا بِبَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ الْبَحْرَ فَأَتْبَعَهُمْ فِرْعَوْنُ وَجُنُودُهُ بَغْيًا وَعَدْوًا حَتَّى إِذَا أَدْرَكَهُ الْغَرَقُ قَالَ آمَنْتُ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا الَّذِي آمَنَتْ بِهِ بَنُو إِسْرَائِيلَ وَأَنَا مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ.
And we led the children of Israel across the sea. Then Pharaoh and his hosts pursued them in iniquity and transgression until Pharaoh cried out while he was drowning, "I believe that there is no God but Allah, in whom the children of Israel believe, and I am also one of those who submit to Allah."
الآن وقد عصيت قبل وكنت من المفسدين.
Thereupon came the response, "Now you believe, although you disobeyed earlier and were among the mischief makers."
فاليوم ننجيك ببدنك لتكون لمن خلفك آية وَإِنَّ كَثِيرًا مِّنَ النَّاسِ عَنْ آيَاتِنَا لَغَافِلُونَ.
We shall now save your corpse, that you may serve as a sign of warning for all posterity, although many men are heedless of our signs.